Blog Talk Radio. Because the reliance shall break every chain.
Everybody, this is your host, Brother Drew X. We're going to bring our co-host on with us, Brother G.G. Woods. This is our community outreach show for our youth. G.G., you on with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, we're going to turn the floor over to you, sir, and you go ahead and lead the way.
All right. Again, I'm G.G. Wood. I'd like to say thank you to Brother Drew for all that you do, as always. This show is simply called A List. And the concept behind the show is basically, if you were looking at yourself in a mirror and the image of yourself that was looking back at you is a young you at the age when you're about to get out there and take on the world. And in that moment, if you could give your self advice, the young you, if you could give the young you advice based on everything that you have learned up to this point, the question is, what advice would you give yourself? And based on that advice, we take submissions or based on that question, we take submissions and we apply those submissions to create what I like to call the list, which the ultimate goal is to create a list of advice that we can give to young people that will guide them forward in their lives in a positive way. And that's the goal. So, Brother Drew, I guess at this point I'd go into a review, which are submissions from last month's show, and briefly touch on the submissions from the first show. And also, Brother Drew, at any time, if we have calls coming in, people who want to make submissions,
okay.
You can just interrupt me at any time and, you know, cut me off, and we'll get to any submissions.
Okay, then let me make sure you say you'll let me know when you're taking callers.
Well, no, I'm just saying if calls come in anytime,
okay,
a call
just,
wants
just
to,
let you know. I got you.
Yeah, just cut me off.
Okay, all right. So anybody want to get in on the program, we'll just press 1 on your phone and we'll get you right on with us. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The last month, we had, I gave some submissions. And that first submission was to understand the power of the land. I can't emphasize enough how important it is to understand what land can and can't do. Well, what land can do. The short list is what it can't do. But understanding the power of the land is so significant in terms of elevating not just yourself, but, you know, your family and yourselves as a people. There's a question I like to use to kind of illustrate what I mean by the power of the land. A man with no family, that's the way it was said. A man with no family is like a tree with no roots. And if that's true, what would you call a people with no land? Because all people's origin comes from land somewhere on this earth. I ask that question because what you see happening to the land that's across the pond, across the Atlantic, in that landmass that the Europeans arrogantly call Africa, and the people who live there are Africans. That land, not only has it been invaded, but the people who live there are being starved off of it. If the people who live there lose that land, they have no land in this planet, on this planet to call it home. Now, I don't know that the origin of our people starts here in this land or if it starts there in that land. But I do know that there in that land, people who look like me and you are kings queens, governors, whatever, not in this land. And those people would be being driven off of that land. I could go through the history of it, but that's a whole nother show, and it would take it take more than an hour easily. So understanding the importance of the land, I just can't emphasize it enough. Latest development in terms of land here is that now Elon Musk, what he's doing, he's developed these homes that are saying that these homes are affordable would be an understatement. These homes are like $10,000. The company that develops these homes is called Boxable. And he paired with them to create these homes that they're going to distribute pretty much, I don't know, worldwide, but in the continent of North America, definitely. They're based in Las Vegas and some other places. And the only impractical cost that's associated with it at this point is shipping from Nevada to wherever orders are, and then the setup. But they're going to start having manufacturing plants in other parts of the United States, and this thing is going to take off pretty soon. Land is going to be hard to come by. So if you don't have any land, get it and get it fast. People without land are going to be at a severe disadvantage going forward. So understanding the power of the land is just, I can't emphasize it enough. You got to have some land. Everybody. Brother Drew, on the comment about the land, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
And sometimes, you know, people say some things that are shocking and wake you up. I mean, when you say that, like the tree without roots, you have nothing. And as you were speaking about the land, it made me think people without land have no resources. And people without land, without resources, have to depend on other people to supply their needs. So people without land are domesticated. In other words, without land, you can't create nothing. You can't own nothing. That's the only thing you really own is the land. If a tornado blew through town tonight and blew your house down, the land is still there. So that was a deep thought when you said that this tree without roots is not a tree because it's falling over. And the people without land is domesticated people, and that's the servitude of others. So I want to add to that.
Now, interestingly, you said the word servitude. A people without land are displaced in the world. That's all they would be servants to others all across the globe, because they have no homeland, they have no root, they have no base to go to. So I agree with you 100% with that without land, you're just going to be the victims of others, pretty much.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The second submission was if you ain't failing, you ain't trying. And I say that because people get afraid to go out there and really put their best foot forward to try to accomplish the goals in life that they want to kind of accomplish, because at some point you fail. Some people fail miserably, and it's a painful experience, traumatizing to the point that they don't want to try again. They get afraid of trying again. I say get afraid of not trying, because if you don't try, then you already accepted defeat.
Right?
You have to be willing to take on failure as often as it comes along your road to success, because that's the only way you get to that success. So people have to get comfortable with trying. I mean, blowing stuff up, crashing stuff, falling, injury, everything associated with failure. Get comfortable with that. Be your fuel to make you want to try even more. I'd rather pass away trying to accomplish a goal than to live out a life and never try. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, just off the thoughts I was thinking about giving me a lotto ticket.
but that's comically, that's exactly what I mean. You just try. You don't ever stop trying, because you never know what you can and can't do if you don't try.
That's so true. And you know, we were made to feel ashamed when we can't succeed. And you know, so, but I like the way you put it. Hey, let's keep trying. And every time you try and you see it don't work this way, just all you need to do is be able to change your thoughts. And it's almost like creating formulas. You know, when doctors and scientists try to find out a cure for a disease, some of these diseases, they've been trying for, what, over 30, 40 years. But if they gave
exactly.
up, it didn't have a cure. So very good observation, Gigi.
And what you just said about the cures that they come up with, or the technologies that get developed, you know, a lot of times the creator of these ideas, they long gone. They done passed on. The schools and the companies have the rights to these ideas, and they have these departments that are funded by all this money to try to get to this ultimate goal, this creation, you know, to develop this technology. Along the way, they fail. You can't even put a dollar price on the amount, cover all the failures. Think about space technology. You know, when Elon down here in Boca Chica sent up a rocket and it crashes, how much money that took just to do that trial run. People spend a lot of money and time failing to get to the goal, which is success.
Right.
And yeah, and we can do it for free. Depending on what your goal is, or what you're trying to accomplish, it don't cost you nothing to fail. You just get out there and try it and keep trying. So
right. I mean, that's
yeah.
I'm going to jump in with you. So, you know, just that's very good thought for the youth that's listening. You know, if you look at a lot of people that put a lot of money and time, some like we were saying, some of these projects that a lot of people invested in, taking years, and you know, just a cure for cancer hadn't been done yet, and cancer's been existing for a while. So research, just because something didn't work right, there'll never be a cure for anything. So and these ain't been no overnight successes. When you come to cure, when you come to technology, it's not no overnight success.
Never is. And when you think about technology, look at where we are now. Because people kept trying, you know. I mean, now we're moving into the fourth industrial revolution, and we're gonna witness this thing, and it's gonna be mind blowing. I mean, the conversations about metaverse, for instance. Hyperloop, which from a business standpoint, everybody needs to be paying attention to these developments, because one of the earliest submissions that was made was about budgeting, saving, and investing. Forty years ago, there was no Microsoft. You know, 40 years ago, or maybe 50 years ago. But you understand what I'm saying. I don't know the exact time frame, but my point is, not too long ago, Microsoft didn't exist. Look at where it is now. And that was in our lifetime. Had we gotten in at the startup, look at where we'd be. Now, so the people who invested at the startup, look at where they are now. Here we are in another moment where there's going to be a ton of startup companies. Pay attention to what's going on. Invest right.
I'd like to chime in with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Also, now think about this, you know, trade, how it was so primitive. They had to travel with goods to other islands to trade goods. But now you can go up on the internet and do stock trading all over the world in an instance. So technology, a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into this technology and thoughts. Wasn't no overnight success. So, you really inspired me just by saying that, you know, it makes you want to just try everything. It's just, hey, I just need to learn what didn't work when I tried it and tweak what I did till I get what I'm looking for. So, you know, I just like to thank you, you know, just say thank you for the inspiration.
That makes me think about a gentleman that I run into, which I was going to talk about this in one of the submissions later on this evening, but I'm going to go into it now. I met a young man who was a traveling hardware, the mainframe. He repaired the mainframe computers, or he set up security levels or whatever for the mainframes. But this dude, he taught himself how to do this with a screwdriver. I never forget that conversation. From where he was from, and I don't want to give too much of this away, but from where he was from, he had a circuit board. He could get access to circuit boards. And the only tool he had was a screwdriver. He would give those circuit boards energy, and he would dissect circuit boards with a screwdriver. And he taught himself how to do that. He went on to get his certificates which are necessary for him to work in that industry. They couldn't teach him. They methods. It was his method that he used to take those tests, to get those certificates, and he works as a computer repair technician, maybe. I don't know what his title is, but he does that two-day traveling all over the world. He taught himself. So that's a lesson right there in terms of trying. Just keep trying because you don't know what you can do. You don't know how far you can go. You just keep trying and don't give up, and you may surprise yourself. Let's move on to the next one, unless you got something else you'd like to add to that, Brother Drew.
No, go ahead. Go to the next one.
Okay. Okay. The next submission from last month was to trust you. Trust what you feel and listen to them voices inside of you trying to tell you what to do and what not to do. You have to learn to get in touch with. Let me back up. You have to learn to listen because you're already in touch with you. How can you not touch with you? The challenge is to listen to you because you're always talking to yourself. You're always getting little indicators, little signals, you know, little alerts from yourself that something is right, something ain't right. This person is shady. This person, you understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So learn to trust yourself. Because who cares more about you than you? So when you get those indicators from yourself, take a moment to listen and at least consider them before you do something that you may come to regret later. And then you'll be making that declaration that all people make in the moments afterwards, is that, man, something told me not to do this. Or, you know, something told me not to go in there or whatever. So learn to trust your instincts. And learn to trust your instincts. You got anything you'd like to add to that, Brother Drew?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Trusting our instincts, we started to use that a lot. So, just go off that gut feeling sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. Those feelings are pretty much accurate, your gut feelings. When you use that and a little analytical thoughts, your gut feelings, you're pretty much going to be on point. So, yeah, I'll add that to the program.
Yeah. And those things are real feelings. It's not manufactured. It's what you really feel. And it's what you really think in that moment. It's just you communicating with you, but whether or not you acknowledge the fact that you're communicating with yourself, that part is up to you. So, yeah, learn to trust what you feel and listen to your instincts. The next submission from last month would be to make people earn your trust. That, I believe, is big. Because when you're young and you just in love, I use love, and I know love don't mean what it's supposed, you know, what we think it means. But anyway, you're in love with the world. You're positive. You hadn't even lived long enough to be disappointed and stabbed in the back and had your throat cut and betrayed and all of this kind of stuff, it's that's coming later. Right now, you're just high on life. You're optimistic, and you're ready to run. You know, you're ready to make your run through life. Well, young people just give their trust away to pretty much everybody they run into at that point without even hesitating. They making friends like crazy and entering and exiting relationships, and just it's what young people do. Well, I would challenge the young people to earn their trust instead of giving them, instead of just giving it away. And here's some steps that I like to use as measuring sticks when you talk about trust. When you meet new people, y'all just like each other. You know, be it the opposite sex or, you know, just some cat that you, y'all like football or y'all like basketball. You know, y'all just become homeboys or whatever. Point, y'all like each other. Take the time to get to know that person before you put your trust in that person. Because, see, I'm giving you the steps that lead up to the moment where you start putting trust in a person, not, and I'm cautioning you against just putting your trust in someone you don't know. Take your time to get to know the person, because what'll happen is that you're going to find out that once you take the time to get to know a person before you put your trust in a person, you're going to be reluctant to put your trust in some of them people once you get to know them. You ain't going to want to trust them. They're going to show you that they're not deserving of your trust if you take your time to get to know them instead of jumping in with both feet, leaving yourself at their mercy. Because once you put your trust in them, now you at the mercy of their trust. And they may betray you. Brother Jim, yeah, got anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I'd like to add to that, Gigi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I had this elder that told me a long time ago, this elder, and he was telling me, he said, hey, we were talking about trust issues. And he said, man, what you do when you meet somebody, you trust them 50-50. I said, what you mean 50-50? He said, you trust them half of the time. He told me, trust me half of the time, because people could change. And depending on what type of situation, what type of dealings you're dealing with, but he said, trust everybody 50-50. He said, trust me 50-50, because I don't know if this goes with the program, but this is how he told me. He said, trust me 50-50. He said, I'm not for sale, but I can be for lease. And I had to think about it. I had to think about what the hell that means. He said, in other words, things can change, and I might have to take a price. You know, I mean, I guess he's just being honest as he could. He said, I ain't for sale, mm-hmm. but I could be for lease. And that was deep. So, so when I started meeting people, I always, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to trust you, but at the same time, when we say 50-50, we mean use some thoughts, some analytical thoughts, some gut feelings on, you know, what they might be telling you or what they, you know, might want you to do. So we ain't saying don't trust them. We just saying use the 50-50, I'm going to trust you. But the other 50-50, I'm going to use my analytical thoughts and my gut feelings to see if what you're telling me is for me. So that's what I'm trying to say.
I think it's a good idea. And it kind of goes back to a earlier submission that the sister gave about slowing down. When you meet people, slow down. You know, pace yourself.
Yeah.
Cause,
right.
Because you, yeah, you'll meet someone and you get all excited and, you know, they may have a quality. Say a woman. You run into a woman and she just got this quality that you've been looking for. Well, that's just one quality. You know, get excited about that, but slow down because there's so much more there that you need to pay attention to, take time to get familiar with before you go into the trust. Because once you get into trust, now you're just wide open. You leave yourself wide open. So the submission was make people earn your trust. So take your time and make people earn your trust and not give it away, which is that's what I would tell my young self. You know, if I was talking to my young self, stop giving your trust away, make people earn it. And the last submission from the last month's show was try to learn something new each day. I give you an example of something that I learned here recently at a seminar, which I like to share that with the listening audience.
Okay, we got a call after you get this through sharing that.
Okay, I try to. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and take the call because I can come back to that later, brothers.
All right, don't lose your thought on that. All right, let's go to the call line. Caller from the 972 area code, y'all. 940.
Yes, please, everyone. I'll just let me know I'm enjoying the show and everything sounds good and informative.
Okay, so we were talking about trust a few minutes ago. What's your thoughts about trust? Should you trust everybody you meet? I mean, what's your thoughts? We're just curious why we have you online. What's your thoughts about trust?
Well, I mean, you can't trust everybody you meet because sometimes, you know, people can, you know, because you never know what people's intentions are. You know, whether they for you or against you, or, you know, whether they, you know, trying to give you like a positive outlook on life or, well, you know how people are jealous and, you know, envious of you. So, no, I wouldn't never trust nobody 100%.
Let me ask you another question. What would be your advice to the youth when it comes about meeting people and trust them? So what would you be advice? So, you know, since we cater this program to the youth, so what would you tell the youth when it comes down to trusting people and as far as business, friendship, relationships? What's your thought?
Well, I guess as far as anything, I mean, you just have to really, you know, trust your instincts, and you have to, I don't know, I mean, you just have to take everything just one step at a time. I mean, you can't just jump into something thinking somebody is all for you, you know, until you really understand that person. And then even if you understand that person, a relationship or even a job, whatever you're getting into, you still got to always have your, you know, just be on the lookout, like I say. You can never trust anybody. I mean, no matter what type of situation you're in, job, friends, relationships, you always have to, you know, have your radar out and be watchful.
Oh.
That's
oh.
My thought on me.
All right. Okay, I think you can trust people, but, you know, you might have to have a – there's always an area for failure. So, you know, we want to trust people. We want to build with people, but you always going to have that gray area where there can be some failure. Just like Gigi was saying earlier, you know, that we can build and some things don't go well. It don't mean you can't trust the next person, but, you know, you have to learn from your mistakes and just do better. But, you know, last people said I didn't offer to open the caller line. So the caller line is now open to the brothers and sisters that's on, you know, and we don't want no excuses. So I'm making sure I say that again, the caller line is now open to the brothers and sisters that's on. If you want to get in, press 1 on your phone. We'll get you right in. Okay, Gigi, back on you.
Oh, I just want to say, can I make one more point right quick?
You got one more thing? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say as far as the trust, I mean, you know, you can trust people to a certain extent, but you always got to have your, you know, your plan, you know, just in case, you know, whatever you're doing, job or whatever don't work right. You always got to, you know, stay ahead of the game and you know, have your plan to make things work right. Okay, that's all I want to say.
All right. Well, all right. Thank you for your thoughts. And you have anything to add to that, Gigi?
No, I think she is on point with everything that she said because, you know, you want to be able to trust people. You know, I mean, what kind of world or what kind of life would you have if you couldn't trust anybody, you know? But I just think there's levels of trust.
Right.
I'm almost like in a company, you know, or you just have certain levels that people over time can rise to in terms of your trust in them. But
right.
Those things take time. Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to jump in with you. You know, one thing I learned about just in life in general, most of your trust issues is going to be based off what you experienced in life. Like, you know, back in the days, I used to be, a pretty good crook. So what I'm trying to say right here, Gigi, is when I meet you, I mean, that's another way to say it, but just say it. So I was a pretty good crook. So I know crooked people because I used to be a crook. So when I'm basing some off trust, I know the characteristics of crooks. I know how crooks do, and I can tell if they still got some. You know, when I meet a lot of people, I can tell if they crooks. Trust me, I can tell because I know because I was a good one. So I know if I see those characteristics that I had, some might say, hey, watch this person right here. You know what I'm saying? They're doing certain things that cause me to watch them. And that, hey, that's what I'm trying to say. So some of your trust and your trust is going to be based off life. And your experience in life, you can say, okay, this is a good person. This person here might need a little 50-50 attention. You know, that's what I call it, 50-50. When the elder told me trust me 50% of the time, I call it my 50-50 attention. So if you ever hear me say, hey, 50-50, that means, you know, that ain't 100. 50-50 ain't 100. But if you hear me say 30-70, God damn, you know that person, hey, 30-70, that person way down there. So, but, you know, some of your life experience will help you build bonds and your trust even better because your life experience you've had in life will say, hey, this person's on the up and up. He's trying to build. He's trying to do this. Or, hey, watch this person right here. He's sneaky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but so that's how you build, you know, based off your life experience, you can build your trust up. So I give it back to you.
Yeah. It also sounds like you trust in your instincts. And you listening to yourself, you know, yourself is telling you, I know that person ain't right. And you listening and trusting what yourself is telling you. Yeah. So.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But the life experience.
Exactly.
And some of the things that jobs might do just to see if they could trust, you know, you ever worked on a job and they left something out for you to take. A lot of people didn't know that they left it out for them. They thought they found that 20. Yeah, but, you know, a lot of jobs, they test you out. And, you know, a lot of jobs you might get as a youth. You know, a lot of people want to see if you're ready for the next level, and they might leave you out. And not just to test you, you know, just based off a little experience I had back in my church days. They let me take up the offering, GG. Man, I wasn't nothing but 12 years ago. They told me to take the offer and go back there and count it. I went back there and counted. It was just 20 short at the end of the day. That's all I could say. but not knowing they were watching me, G, I didn't know they were watching. you know, see the potential. Yeah, but you know, that's why I said life will teach you a lot. But you know, and it's another word we call integrity. You know, a lot of people not knowing, understanding integrity. It's what you would do when nobody is watching you. So, I mean, I counted it pretty good. I could have took more, but I did take something. But you know, I learned that I couldn't trust myself at the end and there at that time, not at 13 with money. So, you know. And I learned, and you know what else I learned? I learned I better not let no 13-year-old count the money. See, that's what I'm saying. My life experience means, hey, if I need it, somebody else can do it. So you learn from others, you learn from yourself, and I yield at that.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. I don't know if the sister's still on the line or not, but thank you for calling, sister. And we appreciate your input.
All right. If anybody else want to get in, press 1 on your phone. We're almost down to that last 15 minutes. But go ahead.
The last 15 minutes of the show?
It looked like it. It looked like it's going pretty fast.
You sure? You're right, because we ain't even got to this month's submissions. So I guess
yeah,
I better
yeah,
get
my...
it in gear. I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead. It's on you.
Okay. Okay, the last submission from last month was try to learn something new each day. And I was going to talk about this distress signal that I learned, but let's move on because if we only got 15 minutes, we got to kind of hurting for time here. This month's submissions. The first submission is to take advantage of all the free learning. See, again, we're talking to my young self. Take advantage of all the free learning you can while it's free. You know, when you're in school, you have mechanic shop, computer class, machine shop class, you got cooking classes, and so on. Expose your mind to everything you can expose your mind to while it's free so that you can learn all this stuff that you're going to learn later on in life. You needed these skills. And if you want to learn them later on in life, you're going to have to pay for them. So... Anything you'd like to add to that, Brother Drew?
I think the caller's calling back in, got their hands up again. Let me go back to that caller, 972-940. You back on?
Yes, I'm here. Oh, yes, I just wanted to add about, when you was talking about the trust, about, you know, sometimes if you were a spiritual person and, you know, sometimes you may be trusting a person, been knowing them a long time. You know, you just really trust them. Don't think that they would ever come against you for nothing. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're a spiritual person. And then sometimes this person may say a certain word or something, and then it'll be like, oh, wow. You know, my spirituality is telling me, you know, not to trust this person because of, you know, this specific, word or something that they said that's not agreeing with, you know, who I thought they were. So I just want to put that in there.
Good. That's one of those internal things we were talking about, trusting your instincts and your experience. So your spirituality to be internal, and that's be part of your instinct. Okay, Gigi, back on you.
That was pretty powerful what she said because there are those trigger words. You know, one word can change everything. You know how you can do 100 things right and one thing wrong, and then people be like, aha, because there it is. So that was powerful what she just said. Go ahead.
Yes. No, not that you're right. I'm just making that last call for the people on the line. This is your chance to get in with us, and teach the youth teachers, you know, we all paint the picture, and everybody's put their thoughts out there. We can all learn from each other's thoughts. So this is my experience. I give the caller lines a chance to press one on your phone. You can get in on the program. Go ahead, Gigi.
Okay. The second submission will be about teaching yourself something. Because once you have taught yourself something, that's yours. Can't nobody take that from you. You know, like I was telling you about the brother who taught himself how to fix these circuit boards with a computer. They couldn't teach him that. He taught himself that, and once it's his, he's the master of that. And it's the same thing and other things that you just get out there, you know, where we're talking about trying and failing and until you succeed, but you learn something. And once you learn this, this is yours. You learned this, and you're the master of it. So
right,
the second submission is to teach yourself something.
Let me jump in with you on that. That's a good thought, you know, and one of the elders, I guess I learned from a lot of elders. I mean, since I was young, I just like talking to older people because I knew they were wiser and they can help you save you some time. But one of the things this one elder told me, he said, pain is the best teacher. And I said, what you mean by pain the best teacher? He said, if I told you to quit running around that corner, you're going to hit your head on that pole, and you don't listen, and you just kept running. But one day you ran around there and you hit your head on that pole. I ain't got to tell you nothing else, because when you turn that corner, that pain, you don't want that pain again. So you didn't talk to yourself and look around that corner by the time you get, you know, in other words, you know that pole is around that corner running, and you'll start taking your own precautions, because pain is the best teacher. And sometimes we see a lot of females go through a lot of abusive relationships, and it took the pain of the relationship to teach them, hey, this ain't what kind of relationship I want to be in. So pain is a good teacher. And so sometimes when we're going through business, we fail, and that failure equals to pain. So and you don't want to feel that pain again. You have to think your thoughts out, think your market out, you know, think your strategy out, see if you got enough money to stay afloat while you're waiting on business. So so pain is a good teacher, and I just want to add that to the program.
All right. Let's keep moving just because of the time restraints. The next omission would be never to trust business. Never trust business. If business was upfront and honest, there wouldn't be small print. If business was upfront and honest, there wouldn't be disclaimers on these commercials and things of that nature. The first rule of business is to trust no one. And the first thing a business person will tell you is you can trust me. That's a contradiction in terms right there. That's why you don't trust business ever. Whenever you're going to do something in business, do your diligence. Like the sister said about taking your time, slow down, do your research. When you're talking business or when you're making a business decision, that is exactly what you need to do. Without exception, before you commit to anything in business. You got anything you'd like to add to that, brother?
You're right. You have to do your research. See if it's worth your while, you know, because something good for a person might not be good for you. You know what I'm saying? You know, if we're just talking from a business term, you know your market, know who you're after, you know your target market, know your target area. One thing I learned about business is all about location. And I just use that little analogy. If you was trying to have a donut shop, you might not want to put that in an area that people don't that have diabetes. It's all about location. You know what I'm saying? You might not want to put them across the street from the nursing home because a lot of those people can't eat sweets. So you'd be just like, hey, you're not catering to the right market. So you have to just think about what's your market. You know, you're thinking about business. You have to, like Gigi said, you have to do your due diligence. You have to do your study. You need to know the location. You need to know who's over here, what type of people. You know, you don't want to be trying to sell filet mignon in a district where they can't afford filet mignon. So you're just wasting your time. So think about it, you know, due diligence, as Gigi said, and it'll help you be wiser. Okay, I yield right there.
Okay, yeah, that hickory smoked bacon might not do too good in the Muslim neighborhood.
Right.
The business formula, briefly before I move to the next submission, is revenue minus cost equals profit. That's the business formula, and that's the way businesses think. They generate revenue. They want to minimize the cost so they can maximize a profit. And I always remember that when you do business with businesses, that's the main objective. That's the ultimate goal, is to get to that profit and maximize that profit. So either you're going to be generating revenue or you're going to be a cost. And if you're a cost, you're going to be expendable. So just remember that. Keep that in mind. The next submission is that's a controversial submission, but I put it here, so let me just go ahead and kind of go over it real quick. What I said was I would have told myself, my young self, learn how to manufacture firearms and ammo. Because you need to learn to protect and defend yourself and the ones that you value against all others. If you want peace, you got to be prepared for war. Well, it's one thing to be able to go out and purchase firearms and ammo, but if that market were to go away, the one with the knowledge of how to build firearms and ammo is going to have the advantage. So back to what I was saying about learning, take advantage of all that learning while it's free. When you're young, take advantage of all that. This is one of the things that you can learn. If I don't know where they would give that type of teaching, but if it's available to you, by all means, learn it. It's something that you can utilize later in life. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I was just thinking about it when you were speaking. I said, I think I'm going to send this program to some of my grandkids because this will give them a heads up in life.
Yes, sir. That's our goal, is to give all our youth that we value all the ammo that we can give them. You know, I was, I always listened to the 500 episode religiously. And you said some profound things in that episode. Sister Sandra said some profound things in those episodes. But one thing she said was this program, this platform that you have created, it's a library. It's a university. I think that's what she said. It was a university. This is a university of reference for people, young and old, to utilize. So, yeah, by all means, this what you have done is just, it's great. And I'm honored to be allowed to be a part of this and you know, give something that young people may be able to use as well.
Right.
Anything you want to add to that, or do I go to the next submission?
Yeah, go ahead and go to the next one. Yeah, you're right, though, man. It's good that we're leaving something for others to learn. All right, go ahead.
Okay. The last submission would be to study and master you. Note, own your thoughts. Learn to own your thoughts and own your feelings, because when you experience a thought, or when you experience a feeling, nobody knows what you're thinking. Nobody knows what you're feeling. It's kind of like blowing a kiss at a pretty woman in a dark room. You might be good at it, but don't nobody know that you're doing it. So whatever you think and you feel, you have to learn how to own it and express it. Because nobody else knows what's going on inside of you but you. And if you don't use your instrument, which is your voice, you know, if you don't use your instrument, which is your mind, to communicate what you think and feel, then you're working against yourself in life, because you're relying on others to pretty much figure out what you're thinking and feeling. And that's them guessing. And pretty soon they'll be telling you what you think and feel. And you may even be, the word I'm thinking of is gullible enough to allow them to and start agreeing with them and not even owning your own thoughts and feelings. So, master you. Own your thoughts and feelings, express them, learn your sleep patterns. When you talk about mastering yourself, learn your sleep patterns. Learn when your clarity level is at its highest. That's significant right there, because everybody doesn't function on the same wavelength.
Right.
Some people peak, we peak at different times of the day, or some people may peak at night. But you, as an individual, you need to master yourself to know where you are at your most productive self, and you take advantage of those moments.
I notice when I do a lot of and when I'm more accurate, it's about 4 o'clock in the morning. it's when I wake up on my own, and some say get the book. That's when it's on.
And see, that speaks to knowing your sleep patterns. You know, knowing when your clarity level is its highest, knowing what foods service you best, because some foods may make you sleepy, some foods may make you energetic, some foods may boost your creativity level, or you know, appeal to your intellect. You know, it may make you feel more aware, or because foods are what we are. You know, we're a product of foods. So learn the foods that help influence you. The best ways that you need to be influenced in those moments. And then you also need to know how to recover from your illnesses. You know, what you need to recover. You know, the time you need to rest. The foods you need to ingest, the whatever you need to discard. You know, you need to know these things about yourself, how you recover. You master these things. So when yourself is telling you, I'm not feeling good, then you understand that. And when you need to boost your immune system, or you know, when you need to eat, or when you don't need to eat, because sometimes you can eat too much and it will have an adverse effect on you, almost as bad as if you didn't eat enough. So learn where that balance is, you know. But this goes into mastering yourself. So that would be the last submission, is to master you.
I'm glad you said that. I want to just jump in with you before we get out of here, because we're talking about foods to eat. Now, you got to learn what foods to eat in season. If you're eating something out of season, it's not doing your body any good. All fruits, they have a time when they grow, when they best for you. They have the same with the raccoons for people that go hunting. If it has an ER at the end, December, November, they good to eat. But if it don't have that ER at the end, then raccoon's not in season. So learn the foods that's good in season for you to eat. All food is not good all year round. They come in seasons, so you need to eat in that season.
Okay, that's powerful. The understanding of when to and when not to eat certain foods during certain times of the year. How much time do we have, Brother Drew?
We into the overtime now. It's going to actually cut off on its own in 8 minutes, so it'll cut off by itself. But we didn't beat our hour, so it's only you.
Okay. I guess I'll move towards the closing notes. I'd like to send a shout out to InFact if I can. And I just want to leave it just like that.
All right. We out there, everybody. We see y'all on the next team. For those who've been paying attention and following, I had one brother, he'd be calling me, "Hey, man, GG on tonight, it's the team." I said, yeah, thanks for reminding me. But so people are paying attention.
Brother Drew.
Yeah.
I didn't want to close the show on that note. I just wanted to say shout out to InFact and then just leave it just like that. I don't want to say nothing else about, you know, InFact. I just wanted to shout out to them. Because you know what they did, and what happened in the previous month is, you know. But so do we still have a little time?
You still. I think you have about 5 minutes.
Okay. Let me try to fill this boy with this little bit of. I wanted to briefly mention there's a brother locally, Derek James. He's a trainer of boxers. And what's significant about mentioning him is that in pro boxing, it's like 60,000 boxers or something like that. It's a large number. Well, they have this list called a pound-for-pound list. That pound-for-pound list has 10 boxers, 1 through 10. That man currently, today, has 2 active fighters on that list. That quite possibly means that we are living in an era of the greatest trainer of boxers in the history of boxing. So congratulations to the brother for what he's doing. Also, from an economic standpoint, those young men that he has fighting for him are gaining fame in the business world. So if you are local where they are and you have products that you want maybe endorse, or maybe products that you want maybe invested in, because these young men are generating $1 million in capital, from a business standpoint, here's an opportunity for you to get your products exposed, maybe get products invested in. So take advantage of that moment, or this moment. And lastly, I'd like to say the show next month is Thursday the 10th, 10 p.m. So hopefully between now and then, people will have submissions to add. We're also going to be working on a Twitter account so we can take online submissions over the course of the month that we can utilize for the show in the following months to come. So with that said, I leave you with, brothers and sisters, stay strong, stay true, choose what's right over what's popular, and Brother Drew, find